Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Thank you very much. We are back. It's In This League, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. We are ITL, and we are here with you live every Saturday. Maybe replayed on Sunday. I'm not 100% sure, but you guys can check the podcast out if you miss it. During its airings on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can find it pretty much anywhere. You can find it on Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts. We are there 3 hours just on this show. That is on top of the, you know, 10 to 12 other hours of content that we provide you in a given week. So, I mean, 15 hours of your entertainment basis could be centered around us, which is impressive.
I don't know if you know this, the Welsh, but did you know that on Friday was the first ever number zero pitcher versus number zero hitter in Major League Baseball history?
Oh,
I know that you love that so much. As Ottavino versus Terrence Gore.
Terrence Gore is zero?
Yeah, number zero.
Zero in my mind, too. Both those guys, zero. I hate it. You know what? I wish I didn't hate it as much as I do. I really do.
Why do you hate it so much? Has that taken ratcheted back a little bit?
No,
or do you still
it hasn't
is it even
at all.
Worse now?
No, because the other thing I hate is it gives fodder to the people that listen that I don't like. You know, those people that I don't like, because then it gives them something to be like, why is the Welsh not like this? You know, I don't care about what you say. I only care about what I say in this. And I hate that I give them the fodder because they're not wrong. Like, it's a dumb thing.
Like, there's no reason. You know there's no reason to hate it, but for whatever reason, you still do.
I do, yeah, and I give them something to, like, be weird with me about, but I hate it. I hate the look of, like, aesthetically, there are numbers that look pleasing. As much as 99 is stupid, unless you're a defensive tackle, it's aesthetically pleasing.
Debates.
Yeah, it's a, 99 on a book, it looks great. Not many people would know that. But, like, aesthetically, it's pleasing to look at. So, I can deal with it. I think similar number, 88, 77.
Any doubles, yeah.
Doubles, I can, 66 is, I don't know. Doesn't Puig do 66?
Yep.
That one's kind of annoying. But, like, the rest of them, that's fine. Like, I can get through with that. But there's just something, it's conditioning. It's probably conditioning. You know, I'm used to my quarterbacks being 1 through 19. I'm used to my running backs being 20 to 49. I'm used to my outfielders being anywhere between 0 and 40, that type of stuff, or 48 or something like that, like Torrey Hunter. It messes with my mind, and it's disconcerting when I see a pitcher who's number 7 and when I see a relief pitcher who's number 83. I don't like it. The numbers are weird. It seems like, because there's multiple sides to it, Boggs.
The 80s aren't okay now because, like, you know, like, we were born in the 80s or the 90s. Sometimes those guys are doing, like, the year they were born. That doesn't make it more acceptable if you see someone wearing, like, 96
or 95. No, Prince Fielder did the 84 thing. It was annoying. It was super annoying. And there's multiple sides to it because it's like, okay, one could be the guy wants to be a super hipster and he just wants to mess with everybody. Like, I just want to be so different. And, you know, but who am I to judge? It's just a personal thing. But then also what's more annoying is the guys that don't care. Like the guys that have been like, I was assigned that in spring training. So I mean, look,
if I had a number, I would care. But is it annoying that I don't care about numbers on jerseys that much?
Like, not really. It'd be funny if it was, but here's the deal. I don't care what you think about numbers, not just you, Bogman.
Yeah,
I people listening.
Anyone.
I don't care what you have to say about numbers because your opinion doesn't matter to me. But I also want my opinion to be heard. So I'm a hypocrite about it. So I don't care what you think about my numbers. And I also don't want to hear it. But to me,
But I think
it's maddening. It's like
I think so much that you wish you didn't care.
I think
that also kind of means that you don't care if you give your opinion. Like, I don't think this is something that.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. You know, you're right about that.
I brought it up to annoy you because I'm evil sometimes. But I think that if I had not brought it up, we would not be. It's not like something you go seek out like, oh, why are these idiot zeros?
No, but that's a good way that you put it, because like I say that and, you know, there's the 3% that get all offended because I say I don't care about their opinion and they're taking it seriously. But at the same point, like, I don't care about your opinion, but I also don't care about mine. Like, I don't want to care about this type of stuff. Like, I acknowledge that it's a weird thing to post up about. It's a weird thing to be annoyed by the number six.
Not something that actually needs to be.
No, not at all. But like, remember I tweeted Taiwan Walker?
How cool would it be though if there was like a linebacker that was number one? Like in the NFL.
Horrible.
Cool.
No.
Right. Like what are you talking about? Just let Reggie Bush wear number five. That would have been fine.
I mean, college. Okay. There are hard stances. So what you're saying right now,
if I could get a quarterback that was number 22.
Nope. See, that's the hard stance. It's a goddamn hard stance right there is what you just said before. Like, all right. A wide receiver has number 8 or running back has number 5 or, I'm trying to think of like tight ends have number 40. There's some in the NFL that have that. Like those can be kind of annoying or, relief pitchers having like 76 or something like that. You know, I deal with it. It's annoying. I can deal with it. The hard stances though are the quarterbacks wearing 20s. That's not going to work. Whoever that ASU quarterback was, I'm trying to, was it, what was his name?
I don't remember.
Ah, it didn't bother me. There was like a quarterback that wore like number 22. That's.
Doug Flutie wore 22.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't know what the hard stance is in baseball at this point. It might be 0. I hate 0. Zero.
What if it was double 0? Is that okay?
0 is like the person that's they're like, what's your favorite color? I'm like, black. They're like, black's not a color. They're like, go jump off a bridge. That's the person that wears 0. The person that wears 0 tells you that black isn't a color.
This is so much content out of this dumb zero versus zero matchup. We got 7 minutes out of this. Yeah. This is incredible. I don't know. I think the only number thing that I wouldn't like is offensive and defensive linemen wearing single digits. I think that's the only thing that I
agree,
because basketball numbers, I just don't care about. Like, there was something, oh God, I can't remember who it was. Somebody who wore 76 for the Sixers was also 7'6" and averaged 7.6, points. And it was some weird thing like that. Like that's an interesting stat. I don't really care about it, but like basketball numbers, I don't care about at all. The football numbers, I really don't care about. In fact, I kind of like the middle linebacker being number one. I kind of think that's cool.
See, I don't think I would be hard stance against that, because we've seen that in college football. Like college football, and to that point,
if there was an offensive lineman wearing number 4, I'd be like, "What is happening?"
I'd turn it off. But to
turn it off.
Because yeah, I would. But to someone's argument, who would throw this at me, by the way, and I totally understand it. Again, I acknowledge this is a hypocritical thing, and that's why, by the way, I don't care what anyone has to say to me about it, because I know I'm hypocritical about it. So we're not going to get anywhere. We're just not going to get anywhere. So just live with it and deal with it. Is like the college football. Like, it's really very focused on football, by the way, because it's hard in other spots. But with college football, you actually kind of get adjusted to it, because there are linebackers that wear number 1 and there's running backs that wear 5. And, you know, you might see wide receiver that has like 38 or something like that. They put it in our brain so we can process it better. So I can process
that's
it better.
That's true.
But the argument to someone would say is, well, let people do it all the time so it becomes, oops, phone, hello. Let the sports do it so it becomes normal to you. And to that argument, okay, I could get that, but it's just not going to work for me. Like, I'm not going to like it.
Who's
that's
calling
why I'm a hypocrite.
You?
I have like an ad on my phone.
You know, just answer the phone. It's an ad on your phone?
Yeah, I just picked up my phone and there was like an ad on my phone and did it like 3 times.
You know, what's great about that is I did that like 6 weeks ago and heard about it for 2 weeks.
Well, because someone called
2 weeks.
Because someone called me.
No, I said someone called me, but it was the same thing. It was my phone.
I lost my train of thought as I was going. Hey, Bogdan, want to talk about injuries?
let's talk about some injuries, the Welsh. How about that?
Why let's don't we do that. Let's not talk about the ad that was on my phone or numbers anymore.
What
let's
was
not
it for, though? What was the ad for?
It was Target. And it happened three times. Like, it went through, rolled through once. So I was like, okay, cool. I can get away from this. And I opened it back up, and it just restarted. It was Target again. I don't know why.
You need the Bluetooth. So what I've learned to do is I turn the Bluetooth on when we start doing stuff. So if my phone does do something, it'll go into the Bluetooth. So you won't be able to hear it.
Pretty smart. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I have my phone Bluetooth hooked up to my board, and then it'll come over the air. And that wouldn't be good.
Ah, I'm glad we didn't have any advertising for Target. So.
Nope, they're not paying for it. Got to pay to play. So we were talking about Jacob DeGrom having strep and then being hurt mysteriously. Then we also mentioned Blake Snell, because Blake Snell's injury, it's very complicated. And he was like, I was taking a shower and I moved this thing and then I moved the second thing and then a tile came down and broke his toe. And it was this whole, ridiculous thing. So Bogman pulled up this article over from it's complex.com. Never heard of it. It's like the top 50 sports injuries. This is
from last year too, by the way. This was like February of 2018 where this came out. But if you plug in like dumb injuries or weird injuries, I don't know why 2011 was the biggest article boon of all that stuff, but
something
there
was
so many done in 2011 and 2012. Yeah.
Must have been a big one that happened there. So I want to go through the top 10, but this was one that Bogman pointed out. He's like, you got to talk about this one. 1999, Glenn Allen Hill. What a trip down memory lane. Remember Glenn Allen Hill?
Well, I remember Glenn Allen Hill from a couple things. I remember him hitting the home run onto the rooftop across Wrigley. I think it was before they had the seats up and all that stuff, but he had just this monster Wrigley bomb, and he played for the Diamondbacks for a little bit, but was he the outfielder that was in Men in Black? Remember when like the alien ship was going for the Mets and he got hit on the head? Was that Glenn Allen Hill? No, I have to look it up.
I'm looking at it right now. Men in Black. I'm typing it in. Glenn. Whoops. I should probably put,
it was someone in that same, like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, because I think Men in Black came in like what? Right after 2000s?
It's not coming up, so I'm going to say it's not him.
Okay.
But it does sound like it. But he did have this injury in 1999 with the Toronto Blue Jays.
It was Bernard Gilkey, by the way.
Oh, okay. Cause, vivid spider-related nightmare. Here's the article. Spiders can be scary, and I agree. When they invade your dreams, it's even worse. For poor Glenn Allen Hill, the terror got a little too real when he suffered a mild sleep freakout due to a spider-related dream and fell through a glass table.
Like, how vivid must that dream have been?
100% that would have been me.
Have you ever had any spider nightmares?
Absolutely. I'm arachnophobic. I'm a totally arachnophobic. I'm a little bit over it-ish. I'm not over it, but
there's a little baby spider that won't bother you, right? Like a little teeny tiny spider.
I can deal with it better. It doesn't mean it doesn't terrify me. It still does. It absolutely terrifies me.
You're just brave.
I'm just braver. Yeah, exactly. You just have to deal with stuff more. That is one that I would suffer through. Bogman's would be like Palo Verde beetle. Jumped in room and Scott Bogman fell out of third story.
Palo Verde beetles are huge. You know, little baby beetle, I think I can handle, but Palo Verde beetles are gigantic. Little baby beetle. I mean, I jumped on one and it flew away. I didn't weigh as much as I weigh now, but I was still over two bills at that point. So
number 14 on the list is one we've talked about. It was Clint Barmas. He had a broken collarbone, and the cause was he fell down the stairs carrying venison meat. It says he was trying to get a gift from teammate Todd Helton into a meat case, but lost his balance and broke his collarbone. And I believe this was the year right after his Rookie of the Year campaign, right?
Yep. Yep. It sure was. And he was just never the same player after that either. So
venison meat. Oh, here's a good one. You remember this guy? They're just all baseball. This is number 13 on the list. Remember Milton Bradley?
Yeah. Well, that one, he blew out his knee because I remember he's playing for the Padres. He was screaming at the umpire. Like, it looked like he was going to attack the umpire. and the first base coach or whatever grabbed him and pushed him back, and he tore his knee up.
Tore his ACL. It says, it's funny, this says, it seems like an adjective, volatile, followed Milton Bradley through his career. He went into a rage, and he had to be restrained, and he tackled his own manager while arguing a call, and he tore his ACL. So, top five, man, there's so many baseball. Number 10, or I'm sorry, top 10, probably go this into the next segment. You had Jose Canseco, Mr. Alien himself, where he tore his ulnar collateral ligament in right elbow from pitching. So it says
he'd never been on the DL from hitting in his career. And then he blew out his elbow pitching. It was in one of those mop up games where it was like 18-2 and they didn't want to use any more relievers. And he tore his UCL.
That happens when you take steroids. Gus Frerotte. This was the headbutting wall to celebrate a touchdown. I think that's a good one. A concussion.
I remember watching that.
I do too. I remember that vividly. Vividly, Bogman. Number 8, I don't know who this is, Darren Fletcher, Manchester United, so it's soccer. Head wound, possible concussion, toilet stall door fell on head. Says,
you know what? I bet it was a handicap stall, too.
We're trying to get room.
Bigger door there.
You know what? I'd argue, Bogman, I think he was probably in the normal people stalls, the dumb ones, the horrible ones, where there's not a lot of room.
They don't have enough room for those doors to fall off.
Darren Fletcher learned the hard way that you apparently have to keep your head on a swivel at all times. Ha, ha, ha. As a crashing door did damage to his forehead. Carlos Zambrano is number 7.
This is my favorite because... there's no explanation, but I know what it is.
Right. So do you. Right elbow soreness cause excessive computer use. Someone says, was it instant messaging as Carlos Zambrano claimed or something else? We'll never know, but all it seems it was far-fetched.
Carlos Martinez knows what it is too. So
I think you might be right about that. That's a good one. That's the Bogman. Number 7 was the Bogman. It's not the Carlos Zambrano. It's the Bogman. Out with excessive computer use, right elbow soreness. All right, we're going to go 6-1 when we come back. And I'm looking here.
There's some more interesting
only two
ones
baseball
that
I've
never seen.
Only two baseball ones. A couple football ones then. So we'll be back. We'll talk about more ridiculous injuries right here on In This League with Bogman and the Welsh.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. You can find us over on Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. Bogman just did a chat on Friday, which was good stuff. We had a lot of content that dropped this week. What did we have? We had my top 500 prospect list that was updated on Monday. We had a secret show that was updated on Monday, which was pretty damn funny. Bogman and I going through a litany of different things. We also had the first of our one-off series on Game of Thrones drop, a whole new podcast. And then we had that chat. So we had 4 awesome killer things drop just on our Patreon stream on this 1 week. And then next week, we're going to have another Game of Thrones one. I'm going to, let's see, I'll have a chat
what
going on.
What was your
on.
Favorite part of the secret show, The Welsh?
We're going to do the ASMR.
God.
Here, this is what ASMR does. They go, is that pleasing to your ear?
Oh, God. That's so creepy.
So weird. It's the weirdest thing we've ever done. And it just randomly happens. So if you want to know what's going on with that, you can check it out. But again, it's just cool stuff we got going on over on the Patreon. And not only this week, I forgot about the most important thing. Yes, I'll have a chat that I'll drop. Yes, we will have a Game of Thrones recap second episode. But most importantly, on Thursday, we are going to have a live stream from Bogman of the entire first round of the NFL draft. So if you want instant reactions to all the picks, you want to know fantasy implications, whatever, you can live stream with Bogman on our Patreon during the NFL draft. That's a pretty cool way to consume that content.
Picks and pizza. I think I'm going pizza. Yeah.
What pizza place?
I might have to go cheap. So hopefully the D-backs win. Maybe get 50% off Papa John's, something like that.
Not something like cool.
Nah, I just paid my taxes, the Welsh. So it might be ramen pizza. So
maybe
right,
go
put some marinara sauce on some ramen.
Maybe some Safeway brand heat up stuff.
Yes, it's a Safeway Select Supreme.
Safeway
That's
Select $2.99 cheese pizza.
Oh God!
You might have a generous listener.
I mean, isn't that the same thing as just putting like cheese on cardboard? You know,
sometimes, especially when you get like the thin crust, and you're just like, well, what's the point?
Thin crust is so strong in some places too.
I like thin crust too.
If they can't do it right, it's just not even worth it.
The amount of times I've had thin crust where they don't do it right because they don't understand that you can't cook a thin crust the same way that you cook a normal crust. And it burns. And the amount of times I've gone to a certain pizza place that might rhyme with Schmamino's.
Oh, you know,
Schmamino's. And the amount of times, because I trust people. So I would walk in because I don't do delivery. And I don't know. I'm just weird about it. But I always tip them. I don't do it to not tip. I tip them when I go in and I pick it up and I take the pizza and I don't look at it. I get home and I open it up and I go, God damn it. This thing is just cardboard now because they burn the damn thing because they don't realize you can't do the same thing with the normal crust.
Got to tell them to push it in a little bit. I know all the tricks. So
maybe you'll get let's just for a minute, just for 1 second, assume that you had a generous person want the picks and pizza to go off with a bang. If you weren't picking one of the mud people type of pizza places, what would be a more high end pizza place you'd like to mess around with? Little Spinato's?
Spinato's is my usual go-to in that case. I do. I have been trying the pizza at NYPD Pizza.
I was just about to suggest NYPD Pizza is the place to go.
Well, the calzones are strong.
And they're overpriced by words. They are. But their pizza's really damn good.
Yeah, exactly. So might even like oregano's at that point. It takes forever. But I mean, the draft is not going to be a short affair. So
we've got a pizza place right near my house. It's called like Palmero's or Palermo's, and they do this deal where it's two cheese pizzas.
Raffio Palmero's.
It's not no steroids in it. But there's two pizzas and there are two cheese for $22, and they're huge pizzas. They're like big. I guess you call it New York style, like big.
Yeah,
They're not thick crust ones. They're huge slices, and it's two full big ones for like $22.
There's a New York place here called Yo Polly's, which is pretty strong.
Yo Polly's?
Yeah, but that's like the one where, you know, like your normal, whatever your 14 inch, that's a large at Pizza Hut and Domino's and all those places, is like the medium there, but it's also like $26.
Oh, really? Because I was going to suggest you should get that place.
I mean, I do like that place, just a little pricey. So that's all. But we'll see. It'll be a good time. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Ooh,
let's keep going through some of these injuries.
What is this thing you text me, by the way?
You don't know who that is?
LaMelo?
I was going to save that for a little further into the show. But yeah, that's LaMelo Ball with his chest tattoo.
That's embarrassing. We can talk about that later. Because I just happened to look and then I saw my ridiculous, stupid, smiling face. Did you put me side by side with...
Yeah, I was having a problem with technology and I don't know. I'll probably do that after the show. So just check my Twitter if you want to see it, at Bogman Sports.
All right.
So
we were talking about the most ridiculous injuries in sports, and we left off, I think, what was that? We left off at the Carlos Zambrano, a.k.a. the Scott Bogman, right elbow soreness due to excessive computer use. So number six, Malcolm Mitchell, when he was with the Georgia Bulldogs, torn ACL, a chest bump touchdown celebration. So it says the newest addition to the list, Malcolm Mitchell, managed to destroy his ACL celebrating a touchdown that he didn't even score. He was trying to help celebrate with a classic flying chest bump, only forgot to stick the landing and managed to end his season in the process. This was in 2013, tore his ACL trying to celebrate.
Yeah. I mean, that'll happen. That'll
I'm surprised happen. MLB hasn't taken videos of these things and tried to prove why Tim Anderson and other players should not celebrate. Because, look, you could have a bad injury. This is why they have to be suspended.
Keep going through that list because there's a couple down here that I hadn't seen before. but I want to go over when you're done.
Number five is my favorite of all time. Should be number one. Plexico Burress, gunshot wound because he accidentally shot himself in the leg.
I mean, just so dumb.
Yep. It was
amazing. How is that not number one, by the way?
I have no idea. I'll even give you, because the next one is actually my favorite. Well, no, it's one of my favorites. Uh-huh. Plexico Burress should at least be top two, because I think he was also wearing sweatpants. I think he shot himself in the leg with sweatpants.
He put the gun in the front, like, you know, they do in movies. And no one actually does, because you put it on your side, because if you do accidentally shoot yourself, you don't want to be accidentally shooting yourself, you know. Then you had, there's no way you'd have soreness in your elbow from over excessive computer use. So, you know, you shoot yourself in your third leg. Don't like that.
Do you have sweatpants, by the way?
No.
No, I was about to say, I wonder if it's like a bigger person thing. I shouldn't even say that. I should just say fat, disgusting pig. A fat, disgusting pig is less offensive than saying
that,
big guy.
Fat guy would have sweatpants. I just don't.
I think they're embarrassing. I think sweatpants are embarrassing. When I look at them, I own one pair of sweatpants, and actually they're super embarrassing because you know what they are? 49ers. I never wear them. And then I have one pair of like pajama pants that are kind of
sweatpants.
Yeah, I have
those where you're, you know.
And you know when I wear them?
Your putt will fall right through the center of those every time.
When I sleep. And then when I wake up, I get out of them. I'm just not a sweatpants guy.
Yeah, and me neither.
I judge people that wear sweatpants.
More of a no pants guy.
Oh, really? I kind of like that sometimes. I like shorts. Always shorts.
Right.
Number four, which I really think could be number one, Joel Zamaya, who had right wrist inflammation because he was playing too much Guitar Hero.
Zoom.
He was a Guitar Hero master. Oh, okay. You know what? Now I see this. Number three. How's number three not number one? This is ridiculous. Number one and two, no way can meet up to it, because number three is Jason Pierre-Paul. Do I need to say more? He blew off his goddamn fingers from the 4th of July.
No, I mean, I don't think you do need to say anymore. So he turned himself into a Ninja Turtle. So.
Now, these next two are pretty dang good, and they belong in the top five. I just think the order is messed up. Number two on this list is Sammy Sosa, because in 2014, he had a sprained lower back ligament because of aggressive sneezing.
Yeah, like, and he also missed a home run derby because he slept on his shoulder weird. Like, he had a bunch of them.
We've all done that. We've all missed the home run derby for that.
Right.
And then
one. Now that it's $1 million, but yeah.
Number one, Arizona Cardinals, Bill Gramatica. Torn ACL because of vigorous fist pumping and celebrating a 43-yard field goal. Jumped up in the air with fist pumping, and he's gone.
He jumped up so high in the air, and he came down instead of on both feet on one foot, and he immediately, like, it was one of those weird things where you've seen, like, running backs tear their knee, and QBs get hit weird and tear their knee. And for this one, it was, he jumped up so high and then it just came down, and the way he was grabbing it, you knew something was really wrong.
I was looking at like Russell Branyon, where he bruised his tailbone.
That's something you would do.
I would do this. Falling down, trying to pick up his son's flip flops, he bruised his tailbone.
I like 1975, this guy from Manchester United, Alex Stepney, dislocated his jaw screaming at his own teammates.
I love this one. 1994, Brewers Steve Sparks dislocated his shoulder trying to rip a phone book in half.
This one I've done before to the point where I'm like, should I go to the hospital or am I going to be okay? And this was Adam Eaton. No, not that Adam Eaton.
I was just reading this one.
Where he was trying to use a knife to get the plastic off of his DVD, and he stabbed himself in the stomach with it, and he was bleeding all over the place, had to go to the hospital. So,
you know, my favorite story, too, was current Adam Eaton with the White Sox. When he was a Diamondback, he told a story about how he got checks for that other Adam Eaton delivered to him before.
Right.
Which I thought was hilarious. Felix P.A., if you remember him with the Chicago Cubs in 2018, injury, twisted testicle. Cause, unclear. Yeah. Nobody knows.
Something not good, though. I mean, we got to know that. Anytime something like that happened. No good. Just elbow inflammation from flicking sunflower seeds. How about this one from this Darius Vassell, a soccer player for Aston Villa. Tried to pop a blood blister with a power drill.
Oh.
In a toe infection.
Oh. Charles Barkley, by the way, blurred vision from rubbing lotion in his eye at a Eric Clapton concert.
At what point during an Eric Clapton concert are you like, man, I need some lotion real bad right here?
Da-na-na-na. Cocaine.
Lotion. We've all heard the Jabba one where he twisted his ankle jumping on a trampoline with his kid.
Yep.
Let's see.
Derrick Rose arm laceration from slicing an apple.
Yep.
Dude.
I like this Brian Greasy one is my favorite because there's no way he wasn't just completely hammered. But it says, fell because Terrell Davis's driveway was, quote, too steep. It said, Brian Greasy was a legend for all his drinking-related accidents. This one, which he blames on the alleged steep grade of Terrell Davis's driveway, is particularly funny because he managed to knock himself completely unconscious without anyone else giving him a push or otherwise exerting any force on him. Self-inflicting knockouts are the best kind of knockouts, but he had a head wound and a chipped tooth. And you're telling me that was just because he was walking up a steep driveway?
Well, he was probably pissed drunk and he fell down.
Right, on his exactly.
Face. Dude, did you see, by the way, did you see the clip that got put out the other day about Derrick Rose?
No.
Oh, my it? God. It's crazy. So apparently Derrick Rose was filming everything back when he was a Bull. Like, you know, in the trade years, I'm trying to find exactly what the documentary was. If you type in his name, it's like one of the first things that comes up. But the moment ESPN was sharing this, so you can find this. ESPN tweeted this out April 11th. And the titling is Derrick Rose was filmed the moment he found out he was traded from the Bulls to the Knicks. It's crazy. I guess it was via Stadium. Stadium tweeted it out. So Derrick Rose was like filming everything that was going on. And he's sitting in the thing, you know, in this room, and he's talking about, you know, yeah, I've heard the rumors and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And then they stop the camera and they're like, hey, I need to talk to you about something. And then he's like, it's agent. He does it. He comes back, sits down, and they're filming all this. And then he starts to talk again and he gets a phone call and he says, oh, you know, hold on. So he takes his phone call. He walks out and it's BJ Armstrong. And they've got this all recorded. And BJ's like, yeah, you're traded. Like, you've been traded. And he's like, they're going to announce it soon. We need to get ahead of it. And Rose loses it. He loses his crap. And he's like crying and upset. And he's trying to gather himself. And then he comes back on camera. I mean, total dude, man. He just owns. They're like, you want to take a minute? He's like, no. And he starts talking about it. And he's like, I'm getting traded. He's like, it's going to happen in a couple hours. And it's intense. Like, it's built up a little bit. Like, everyone's like, it's chilling to watch. It's like, it's not chilling. It's not chilling at all. Dude, just like, he took his $1 million to another city. He'll be fine.
Right.
But like, he was upset because his life is getting like, you know, uprooted, whatnot. It's pretty crazy. And it was an interesting perspective because Derrick Rose, to me, Derrick Rose is the meme of his face on Samuel L. Jackson in Unbreakable.
I love that one. But my favorite one is the one where it's a painting of him in that soldier's garb, and it says General Soreness.
I love that one. Love that one. Totally love that one. But I thought it was interesting because it put a human perspective. Because I don't know. I've had, I think, negative thoughts on Derrick Rose forever because the injury stuff. And then didn't he have some like?
Well,
weird...
he was accused of some horrific stuff.
Okay, there was that too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that. And then there was something else just about like some character thing, some demeanor besides that thing. There was some other like thing with not showing up. What was it?
I think it was, remember he just, he didn't show up for the Timberwolves at one point. He just like, that was the first kind of, he's away from the team before we start seeing Carmelo do it and other guys do it as well. So it was it with the Wolves? It might've not been with the Wolves. It might've been with whatever team it was before them, but yeah, it was the thing where he's just like not showing up. So I think it was with the Knicks, wasn't it? Where he just didn't decide not to show up one day. He's like, nah, I'm not going to be there.
I'm not going to be there. It was just crazy. It was it's an interesting thing. You can go back and look. It's like a 5-minute clip. ESPN tweeted it out, and it's that moment that it went down.
Do you have any, like, because I did the DVD thing where I cut my hand, but I think the worst thing was I'm pretty sure I broke my finger at one point. I never went to go get it fixed or anything, but I was on a trampoline, like I was Jabba Chamberlain, and someone threw like a football on it, and the football like hit the trampoline and came up, and I was, you know, coming down, and it bounced up and it hit my finger.
Mm.
And that was like probably the dumbest injury that I've ever had. Do you have one like off the top of your head? Or
I think I do have one, and I'll mention it when we come back.
Okay.
I'll mention it when we come back. I'm trying to think if I can, because I feel like if anyone's had a bunch of dumb ones, it's me. And I feel like there's a couple other that I'm not thinking of, but one jumped to the top of my mind, and I'll let you and I'll let listeners decide if it's a pretty stupid one. When I think about it, it's relatively embarrassing. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back. More in this league. We've got this stuff. We got a little bit more baseball, a little bit more injuries, and the NFL draft. Got to cover it. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, welcome back. It is in this league. I thought I might get Bogman somewhere in there that might want to jump in.
I didn't know what you were doing. Like, I can't read your mind. When you're doing the crazy stuff, I can't follow along every time. I do like to purposely ruin it because it makes you so upset sometimes.
Yeah. You do a good job at it. One of your best characteristics is ruining the things in the show. What you can do, though, is you can tune in to Calling the Shots with Keith over on FNTSY Sports Radio Network weekdays from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Keith takes you around the sporting world, checking in on live game action with daily stream of notable guests, second to none. If you're able to watch a show and not just listen, catch a video feed live or an on-demand on FNTSY Sports Network YouTube page or on your favorite OTT provider. It's Calling the Shots on FNTSY Sports Radio Network and FNTSY Sports Network YouTube page weekdays from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern. So I'll let you gauge this. Like I said, I have gotten hurt in many ways. Many ways. And I'm trying, and I really feel like I'm missing the boat on a really dumb one. Like, one thing that happens and it infuriates me is I've got stairs in my house. And it's a lot.
I thought you were going to say you got a hose of different area codes.
No, but it's a lot to deal with. And they're carpet. And I have slipped multiple times on the stairs. Anytime I slip, the amount of laughter in my house is maddening. My wife will just cry laughing, and it pisses me off to no
degree. Why?
Because it's she just assumes I'm this clumsy idiot.
Are you telling me that if she fell?
I would first check if she's okay, and then I would laugh at her. I wouldn't laugh first.
Yeah, but you
would
be laughing while you went up to see if she's okay. You would be.
Maybe.
You just would. I mean, anybody would. It's funny when other people fall, isn't it?
Well, I have two moments that come to mind of the embarrassing falling. I remember out of a gas station, just one time, I don't know what happened, but I did the trip, but I caught myself running down the ramp and never fell. And it was so embarrassing. And then once with my
That's
wife.
That's almost worse than falling. Like, you'd almost just rather fall. Like, how fast? Able to pick up your pace and walk right to your car and then leave? So everyone
it's
could
all I did. I immediately walked away and it was fast. And then another one, though, is I remember being at this lake with my wife, and she was my girlfriend at the time. Amazing. She married me. We were going up a hill and I tripped and I did the like trip, 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 catch myself, then fall, then get up, then fall again, and then fall a third time.
Oh my God.
She remembers every ounce of that, every little small detail. And if I bring it up, if you ever want to make her laugh, just bring up and just be like, hey, remember the time Welsh fell at the lake? She will then start crying and not being able to speak coherently because it's her favorite moment of our time together.
I was going to visit my buddy, and he lived in this weird apartment complex where, like, some of the apartments are outside where you can just, like, park and walk up and knock on the door, but some of them are inside a building too. And so he's in one of the buildings. So I start walking towards it, and it was raining that day, which it rains like 6 days a year in Arizona, so it was rare.
Yeah.
And there's like this slick tile leading up to the door. And I slipped, and I had to have been like 4 feet off the ground parallel. And I landed straight on my back. All the air pushes out of my lungs. So I have just no breath at all. And it had like just stopped raining. So everyone was walking their dogs, and the mailman was there, and there was a cab dropping someone off. I swear to you, it's like the only time in history at this place where 25 people would have been standing outside.
Do you remember the one time I was actually, I think I was meeting you and a couple other people, and it was Cooperstown, Alice Cooper's restaurant, and it was raining, and I had these slick shoes. I slipped no less than 4 times in there, and the third time, they were just annoyed with me. The look on the 19-year-old girl's faces, like the first one, they were worried. Second one, they were kind of like, I think, snickering. And the third one, they were just annoyed with me. All right, I've now thought of another embarrassing one. So I've got two embarrassing, and I'll let you choose. The original one that I thought of was, you know how we learned, what was that finger thing we learned the other day over on the black book? Hammer finger or whatever?
What? Oh, okay, sure. Where the guy screwed up his finger and it's all swollen. Right.
Yeah, and it's like permanent. I have that. And how I did it was when I was in college, and like trade school, college, and for whatever reason, we were going to play a football game. And they all came down to my neck of the woods. And I had the oldest shoes you've ever seen in your life on. And we were getting ready to play. And I was, I'm getting kind of serious about it. And I'm kind of like, practicing. I'm getting ready. Wait,
you were taking something too seriously.
Yeah. My girlfriend was there, and I was kind of doing some backdrops, back so steps annoying. To do it.
Yeah.
And the fourth one. Because I have shoes from the 80s on. They're the worst shoes on the planet.
They just completely blow out?
No, they just gave way. I slipped. I crumble. I don't fall. I crumble. And to catch myself, I put my finger out. I put my hand out, but my one like ring finger on my left hand goes out. It catches, and it feels like it broke, and then it was so badly hurt, and I wrapped it up, and like a tough guy played through it. So that was one, falling in embarrassing shoes, backpedaling, practicing throwing. But here's the other one. And I was on the phone with you. I'm in a Whole Foods. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I do.
I get a salad because, got a kayfabe sometimes.
Right.
And I'm walking over, and I remember what exactly I was doing, and I'm over near the fruit section, and I step on a blueberry that someone had dropped all the blueberries. I slip, fall straight down to my knees in the middle of the goddamn lunch hour in Whole Foods. And then I did a secondary slip, and I just didn't know what to do. Yeah, I had like a secondary, like, and it was the most, and nobody was around. There was no employee. Nobody helped me. It was everyone just stared at me.
I'd rather die than have someone, like, I would rather have fell and broke my neck than have someone like, see me.
I had a guy fall in front of me about a month ago, and he just crumbled. And it's so funny now. And he dropped everything, and I felt so bad for him. But I walked by him, and I was like, man, that looked bad. And I just kept going.
Right.
Yeah. I just didn't help him. And that was kind of what happened to me. And like nobody helped me.
You probably should have helped that guy.
I would have if he wanted the help, but he was so embarrassed. I felt like
you could just tell, like,
if I did anything, it would just add to the embarrassment.
Okay. Yeah. To be honest, I love making things awkward. So I probably would have been like, whoa, fella, are you all right? you know, like super embarrassed.
Like, I feel bad. Like, do you remember the time I was telling you I was at an AZL game and Austin Beck, who was the A's first round pick, he's coming out for his first time on the field, first professional game. He runs out of the dugout and he completely eats it, tumbles three times over, breaks his glasses. And this is an AZL game. No one's there. I'm right next to the dugout. And he gets up, he looks up, he looks at me, and I immediately look away. I go, huh! And I look completely away like I never saw it because I didn't want him to have the experience like that. I wanted him to question if I knew. I didn't want him to know that I knew that he fell and completely embarrassed himself.
I think I would have done one of those. You all right, man?
I'm a good person like that.
Yeah, you know, like because someone did that for me. Like when I fell at that apartment complex and just all the wind came out of me and I was just trying to sit up. Guys like, are you OK? I'm like, I'm just embarrassed, man. I'm fine. You know, because it looked bad. Like I slipped. I look like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
You know, where they make that zip sound and just bang right on my back. So, yeah, I mean, that's some embarrassing stuff. Also, like anytime I work on my car, it doesn't matter if I'm doing something, if I'm changing the tire or, you know, doing something like with the headlight or whatever. I mean, I'm not doing too much more than that. I'll change some filters and stuff. But bleeding. I'll be bleeding from my arm or my hand or something somewhere. So every single time. I mean, that's not major. It's just annoying. It's like, all right, well, what part of my arm am I going to be bleeding from after I change my brakes?
You're bleeding?
So,
yeah, you're bleeding.
Yeah, you're bleeding.
You're bleeding. Real stuff, not just us falling. Which one is more embarrassing? The back pedal or the blueberry?
Oh, definitely the back pedal. Like, at least with the blueberry, it's like, you slipped on something. I mean, look.
And that's the one I thought of, by the way. When you said it, that's where I went, was the backpedaling about to play pickup
football. Yeah, because especially I know, like, the headspace you get into where you take all of that way too seriously. Yeah. Like, it's not just, like, a lot of people having fun playing football.
Not like the softball guy that told us this was his World Series.
Oh, my God. That guy exists. Yeah.
And that happened. That happened to us.
He's like, I didn't get to play professionally. This is my World Series.
This is my World Series.
I didn't know what to say. And like, here's the thing. And this is how I know sometimes I'm evil. Like, as soon as he said that, all I could think about was telling everyone I knew about
this. And this is the worst thing that could have happened. I'm still embarrassed to this day. Was somehow we ended up with, it was four of us. And I think most of them, and a couple of them had, or it was four or five of us, and a couple of the other guys had played in the softball league with us. We were at an A's game, or an A's spring training game, and this guy got brought up, and we start because we're boisterous, and we're laughing. And we laugh about a specific thing he did with like a pop-up thing, and we're talking. I get a phone call. I look down, it's him, and I'm like, holy crap, what's going on? He's sitting three rows to the left of us. And I just didn't even pretend. Like, he knew. He heard everything. He was pissed. But he didn't
Well,
have,
he might. Are
no,
you
no,
sure?
He heard. No, because, no. 100 on
okay.
everybody's life. He knew we were making fun of him. And I felt bad, but I was drinking, and I wasn't going to back down. But he didn't call. He didn't say anything. He didn't confront. He didn't confront it. He was like, he had a red face and he was like, and he just didn't say anything about it. And we were just having
a
time.
I just heard you guys over here being loud. You're like, yeah, we're making fun of you.
Yeah, so. This is our World Series sitting here at the A's game. That's what we do. All right. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., rumors. Hector Gomez, what a transition, by the way, 12 minutes into the segment. Hector Gomez reporting that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. getting a call or is going to be called up on Tuesday, which I had mentioned a couple weeks ago on ITL, which was like the homestand on the 23rd. Couple outlets have refuted it, and there's now major conflicting reports. The one thing that we can sit with, though, we're probably a week away from Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I really feel like that's true.
Well, I mean, how long is this homestand? It's going to be somewhere in here, right?
I think so. I think a week-ish. You know, like if we got him... I think if we got him by like May 5th. I think that's maybe 2 weeks or whatever, like somewhere in there, I think is very appropriate. It could happen on Tuesday. I think Hector Gomez is a huge hit and miss type of guy. So it wouldn't be ridiculous if he was completely wrong on this. But
is Hector Gomez the guy that they made follow around Barry Bonds forever? Didn't he used to write here? That's Pedro. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Sorry. You put all Gomez's as one person.
I did for a second. I was like, wait a minute. Didn't he play for the Rays? And I thought he was going to be really good and he was bad. So
Carlos Gomez, you're saying.
Yeah, I know. That's the joke.
Yeah, Mets. He was actually a Twin and then he was traded to the Mets.
Right. But he was a Ray the last time I thought he was going to be good.
What was that? Who? It was a Johan Santana trade.
Yeah, okay.
Mike Pelfrey?
Gomez? Mike Pelfrey. Oh.
Delios
Remember Guerrero? When Mike Pelfrey was going to be the man?
I think he was the main piece of that trade.
Mm-hmm. It was Scott Kazmir, and what were the other two Mets pieces that they traded to the Rays
Victor Sembrano. Unbelievable. We should do a podcast, Bogman, where we just review old trades.
Just remember this terrible trade.
We just review an old trade. It'll be like a 7-minute podcast. We'll just churn out like 40 episodes in one day, and then we'll just drop them one a day or, you know, once a week, and it'll be old trades. Be amazing. It's my favorite
thing to
do. Old
trade show. We got one and done in the old trade show coming soon.
The old trade show. Yeah, unbelievable trades. But you don't sound like you're buying into Vladimir Guerrero being up soon.
I don't like rumored reports. Especially when it's stuff like this. This, to me, this is exactly like Game of Thrones. Like,
here we go.
They'll make an announcement when it's official. Why do people need to make predictions about this? Like, it's going to happen soon. We all know that.
Speculation. You hate it.
You're absolute. Well, yeah, because it's stupid. Like, just the report's going to come out soon. How about instead of giving a date, which you clearly don't know because it's been refuted, how about you just say, hey, I hear sometime within the new, homestand for the Blue Jays, Vlad's going to get the call.
What?
How about say that?
What do
instead
you like
of,
in life?
It's going to be this specific day.
Let me ask you something. Besides eating, besides yakking off, besides watching TV,
right?
And the Steelers, what do you like in life besides those four things?
I like sitting.
Okay.
I like to sit a lot.
Besides,
like
lemon
move.
Is chalk lazy. Being lazy up is
right.
One big thing.
I enjoy
thing.
That. Yep.
So what else do you like?
I like zero versus zero matchups.
You like saying that you read a book when you listen to something?
Yeah. I like saying I read a book. I like making fun of you. I like bringing up your embarrassing stories.
Yeah,
these are all things that get me through my day.
You don't like a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't like speculation. You're right. Maybe I just really don't like speculation.
So how's this going to go next segment when we're talking about the NFL draft and we're speculating?
Well, it's because I'm going to be making fun of speculation.
You're the worst. You hate everything.
It is. Like, I do like to read rumors, but this rumor is so unnecessary, right? That's kind of what I think about it, is we know Vlad is going to be up soon. He's back. He's healthy. He looks good. The what's the thing that we're always waiting on for the prospects to be brought up? What is that called again? The one where they can keep him an extra year.
Service time.
Yeah. So that's up. So he can get called up at any time. We know it's going to be very soon. So why, instead of giving a specific date so people can refute you because you don't know, why would he not say, I hear that he's going to be called up very soon?
There's a trend to the things you don't like. Overall lists. You don't like lists in general. You don't like guessing, speculation, fun.
I like guessing. Guessing's fine.
Vegetables.
But like, yeah, vegetables, right. Can't say that. there's plenty of stuff that I don't like. But, I mean, look, speculation is half of what we do. So you have to be involved a little bit. I just, unnecessary speculation, I think, is what I don't like. We know Vlad is going to come up soon.
Like, it's very necessary. And I got a question for you.
Not necessary.
When we come back, I've got a question for you on Vlad. And then we're going to talk about the NFL draft. So that is a good tease there. I want to ask you something on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And then we are going to be diving into the world of Bogman and everything he hates. because we're going to speculate on a draft that's going to be here in like 5 days. So why even talk about it? Why even talk about it, Bogman? Why?
We'll be back. I mean,
we'll be back. Why are we going to be back? Why even come back?
I speculate we won't be back.